start looking at standings and playoff pictures and,
yeah, we're middle of the season when it comes to stuff like that. We need to go out and concentrate on this next game. You know, that's the only thing that we can control right now. I think when you get late in the season, the final quarter of the season, maybe you start paying attention a little bit more. But even then, the most important thing is the way you play. You can't control anything else. And you know, if you play well, then that's all you can do. To work hard to get come out with a win. This is another road game for us, an NFC North game. You know, it's a very, very important game for us. Starts the second half of the year.
What's your read on your team? I mean, how good are you guys? What have you proven so far?
I'm proving that we're 4-4 right now and, you know, need a win this week against a tough Minnesota team. You know, I mean, we're not trying to prove anything else other than we can go out and get a win. And this is an important game for us. It's a tough game. It's on the road. But we're not defined by what we do in the first 8 games of the year as anymore as we're defined by what we do in the first 4 or what we do in the last 2. It's 16 games, and when we get done those 16, then we'll go a long way to how we're defined this year.
You're 4-4, but would you concede that you're trending up at least? I mean, is there a difference between starting high and then kind of falling off a little bit versus kind of doing the same thing, doing the right thing, you know, trending upwards, or people are in that position at least?
Let you know on Sunday. I mean, your momentum is your next day starting pitcher. Momentum is, you know, is how you play on Sunday. You know, I mean, we didn't start the season the way we would have liked at 1-3, but in a tough 4-game stretch, now 3 out of 4 on the road, we were able to get it back to 500. It's all in the past now. You know, the next opponent's the only thing that's important. And, you know, whether we're trending up or trending down or whatever it is, it's all about just winning the next game.
When do you have to make a decision on Greenwood, and is IR a possibility?
Still a possibility. Yeah, but that's coming up. I mean, we'll sort of try to make the best decision for the team with that and best decision for him.
One thing about Sunday's game, though, you're facing a team that's almost in identical position you are in.
Yeah, I mean, I always think that's important, particularly with division opponents. You know, I mean, I think that whether it's the first game of the year, the ninth game of the year, whatever it is, when you're playing a division opponent, it becomes more important because a win for you also puts a loss on them. And, you know, the way they started the season, they put themselves in the picture. We can't worry about that. We need to worry about, you know, just this game.
Is there any update on Scrivey or Dom?
No. Yeah, I wouldn't think so, but we're still waiting for clearance on him, so we haven't got that yet.
How close was Dalmas to being able to play yesterday?
He didn't travel with the team.
And I know you might not believe in the momentum, but how much confidence does the offensive performance of half the games give you, especially since the Vikings, you know, really shut the offense down last week?
We've done some good things. I mean, our third downs have been very good the last couple games. Our red zone has been very good. I think we're 4-4 in the red zone. Those are important things for us on offense when we're scoring touchdowns, when we're keeping drives alive on third down, when we're making long drives. You know, we did it last week. We did it, we did it the week before that. You know, it hadn't just been single plays, haven't been big plays. We've, you know, sort of adjusted to, you know, the way teams have played us and things like that. We've been able to keep drives alive. I don't know. I mean, he's a small school guy. I think, you know, he missing training camp was probably the biggest thing for him during the season. He's done a good job of, you know, of preparing and staying involved in the meetings and things like that. But, you know, training camp is probably the thing that when it's all said and done will be the opportunity that he missed the most.